Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity
You are now listening live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe, ashe, and ashe. Today is Monday, March 5th, 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai and Mecca, Hoodoo Central, and Thai Potion, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I appreciate you and ask that you would continue to support and participate in this broadcast each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be on for only 30 minutes today, so we have about 20 more minutes left in the show. Please do remember to press the number one on your telephone keypad with your question, comment, or request, and I will be more than happy to address you momentarily. Remember that all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Remember, I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and well-documented revelation and manifestation by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also call me on my Crossroads hotline by dialing 1-800-276. Oh, wow. I do apologize. I just drew a blank on my 800 number. 1-800-275-5336. 1-800-275-5336, extension 0149. On today, we recognize the crossroads at which Ishu Papalegba stands, guardian of gates and doors and pathways. A symbolic, deified reminder of our own will and our own true divine, authentic essence here as we walk Mother, Father Earth. Each pathway, each direction, a choice, if you will, to choose light and darkness, to choose self and to choose spirit. We acknowledge the challenges that come with walking the crossroads. We acknowledge the challengers that come with walking the crossroads. For indeed, Ishu is an exemplified example of our own ego, our own sense of importance, our own sense of seeking, and our own desire to journey the paths of enlightenment, if you will. We've given him a stereotypical trickster-like personification. But indeed, the grand trickster is the ego, the unbridled ego of the self that stands guardian to doors of either enlightenment or darkness, loss or gain. And so in so doing, we choose our path each and every moment of each and every day. Choose to be committed today. Choose to commit to that which is in your best interest. I'm not suggesting a worldly, ego-based sense of self. But I am suggesting a divine, all-blessed sense of spirit self. Acknowledge spirit in all things, and you will find that you will have a path that will be free of most unnecessary obstacles. Many of the challenges that we face are unnecessary obstacles brought upon by our own inability to honor worry, to honor will, to honor spirit. And we are so easily fooled by the illusions of the flesh and carnality and principles and powers and rulers of this Babylon that we all share here on Mother, Father, Earth, that we often neglect the very obvious but often soft-spoken presence of spirit. So as we begin a new week, a new journey, let us commit to authenticity of spirit in truth. Let us truly commit to taking seriously our journey of spirit, our path, if you will, here on earth each and every day that we call life, that we oversimplify with that term, life and living. Let us commit to do something more than just to be, but to create and to interject that which is most advantageous, not only for ourselves and for spirit, but for the greater community. we live in a very perilous time, and there's so many forces vying for our attention, vying for our resources, vying for our life, if you will. So we must commit to authentically embrace that which we understand to be spirit and to be the call of spirit for our lives. I am here to assist you in your endeavors, as I have been here on Blog Talk Radio for over 3 years now and on the internet for over 6.5 years now. But I've been doing this for over 30 years, operating in the realm of spirit, as well as the realm of struggle and challenge. My path has not been smooth. My path has not been free of demons and devils and challengers. So that which I bring to you today as an expert spiritualist, it's not from a book. It's not some feel-good, new-age, self-brewed, home-brewed concoction, but it's a foundation laid down by centuries and generations of our ancestors and practitioners of whose shoulders I now stand, and I give reverence to the traditions. I give reverence to the source, which has brought healing, prosperity, and abundance for me as well as those who study and follow with me. Be careful. Be very, very careful. There's so much information that's being presented to you by way of the internet and many who are trying to self-diagnose and self-remedy and they want to be the pharmacist and the nurse and the doctor and the whomever. They want to do it all, and we just cannot do it all. That do it all state of mentality is one brought to us by Babylon, by Caesar, by the Christians and the Muslims and the Jews, and these systems that are now failing us in our world. Many come to these traditions, Pan-African-based tradition, still steeped in Christian thinking and Christian ideology, which gives us that ego-based sense that we can do this thing and we don't need guidance and we don't need elders and we don't need leaders and we don't need to follow the traditions and we don't need to initiate. And then we fall into trouble. And many of you keep coming back to the divine prince. And let me say, from a very personal, fleshly perspective, it's very offensive and it's not fair to me that we continue to do what we want to do, but then you keep coming back to me and you expect me to help you, you expect me to fix it, and you expect me to do it all for free. One particular individual told me I wasn't worth the dollar donation. A dollar donation. But you seek my guidance. You seek my advice. You seek my expertise. And if you take the time and you go to Keen, you go to LivePerson, you go to Desto, you see years of track record of people who are very pleased with what we do here. So I implore you, take these teachings seriously. If you're not ready, we understand that. There are many out there who are more than willing to entertain you, to perform for you, to share with you, all of that. But when you are ready for true expert professional help, you want results in your situation, ready to move forward in your situation, know that the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potion, Van Hoodoo Century, we are here with you and for you in your endeavors. And truly all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
had to work hard to get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, on my right hand, and Marcos watch over me, protect us from our enemies, modern rise and fall. Shall be the shield on my right hand, and my will watch over me, so you know that I will always be loving his majesty. Thank you.